This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is, again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about the college student and the University of Florida that was tasered for asking a few questions, maybe being a little belligerent, maybe being a little rude, but tasered for standing at a microphone and asking some questions. Now, we've been through the case, sort of run it down for you, as I understand it so far, and I've seen the video footage. That, and we didn't actually, the footage that I saw didn't show him asking his question, but you say, Mark, it was 45 seconds to a minute.
Sure.
That he was up there, and the cops then stepped in and attempted to remove him from the microphone,
mm-hmm.
to which he then responded by breaking free from the police's grasp. They then pursued him. They
don't forget all the screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs like a madman.
They caught him. They tackled him. They brought him to the ground. There were something like five or six cops on this guy. Big cops, too. Not little, you know, scrawny little cops. Pretty big cops.
There were quite a few women involved. I think that might be an exaggeration.
And then they tasered him. And I understand where the cops were coming from in that he escalated. He did not, you know, very easily leave the situation, and he ran, you know, broke free from their grasp. So at that point, anything could have happened, and they had to subdue him. So I understand that part. But it seems to me that there's two problems that I disagree with. One is that the kid should have never been interrupted in the first place. He should have been allowed to finish out his question, and if it went on too long, they could have turned his microphone off. The crowd could have booed him. The crowd could have ostracized him. The crowd could have told him to get away from the mic, let the next person up. And then if he continued to refuse at that point, I don't see it would have been unreasonable for them to say, look, you know, we're just going to have to ask you to leave, and if not, we will bring the police over here.
Right.
Was there any sort of warning for this guy besides the police coming up and grabbing him?
I think they might have said something from the side, because he said something like to the effect that, I have three more questions. So I think he might have been asked to leave the microphone one time. I'll concede this. It's a public forum in the sense that it's a university paid for partially by taxpayer money. Carrie was speaking to the people, and there was going to be microphones, so they sort of lured this weirdo in, you know, with the idea that you'll be able to get your question in and talk to the good senator, and he'll answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Carrie wanted to do that. At this, so it's a freedom of speech. I'm going to give coffee that to some extent. But if it was a private university, and these were private security guards, then that part wouldn't be the issue. So can you give these cops the point of being slightly overprotective of the senator from a guy who is acting strangely?
Slightly overprotective, I think, is an understatement. I don't know. What were they protecting him from when they initially removed him from the microphone? If you're going to have a free society, people are going to be disruptive, they're going to ask annoying questions, and they might stay on the mic for 2 or 3 minutes.
Perhaps the cops need to be educated in the area of freedom of speech in a free society.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But when they put their hands on the guy to escort him out, like a bouncer would, like a private security guard would, and he started jerking around and screaming at the top of his lungs, That's when they escalate, and that's what cops do.
I can see why they escalated. I understand that. But this wasn't a drunk at a bar, and they weren't bouncers.
And remember, they only put their hands on him. It's not like they grabbed him in a chokehold and drug him out.
They put their hands on him, but they did kind of push him away. They were pushing.
It's because he was using force, too.
The kid?
He was standing talking to a microphone.
He was trying to get them off of him.
Yeah,
right. That's after they grabbed him unnecessarily.
But it's an escalation of force. Grab. Now, you say the term grab.
That.
They put their hands on him to guide him out of
the... Yeah, that's grabbing. You're grabbing someone and moving him physically away
from the... Oh, my God, you've interfered with my personal space. See, that's just a little too overreactionary. You put your hands on me, now I have the right to scream at the top of my lungs and kick and throw a
tantrum. No, I didn't say he had the right to kick and throw a tantrum. I didn't say that. I'm with you, Mark, in that this guy, the gentleman who was being removed...
So you're saying what the cops did wrong was place their hands on the gentleman.
What the cops did wrong was interfere in the first place. The cops should have stayed at the side of the room until this guy continued to refuse... if people were to
cops
ask
are
him
trained
to leave,
to maintain order.
Was he
this
asked
guy
to leave
was
the mic?
Out of order.
Was he asked to leave the mic?
I believe he may have been. I told you that there was evidence that that may be the case.
You've got actually not really anything conclusive, though. So let's go to the phones and talk to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
One thing that no one has mentioned is that in the video that I saw, well, I saw both videos, but there's the one where it's clearly from the back of the auditorium. You can see a guy right off to the corner in a suit starts making the slashing motion across your neck to say, cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that quite violently, and then right after that, the cops just walk up to the guy and grab him. And, I don't think the cops, should have just walked right up to him and grabbed him. They could have, somebody could have walked up there and either taken the mic away or said, you're done, please leave, or something like that. They just sort of immediately went to grab him and drag him off.
Right. They could have been a little more diplomatic about it. And again, the cops, right. They aren't trained this way. They're trained to be violent people. And so their first response is violence. They could have walked up and sort of stood there like a bouncer.
Their first response was not violence. Their first response was to guide the man out.
You're saying guide. Other people are saying grab.
It looked like push. I mean,
people are saying push.
Guiding and pushing are pretty much the same thing.
A male cop and they grabbed his arms and started kind of pushing him away from the mic. I mean, they could have been much more diplomatic. And then, obviously, then the guy just went nuts, and I don't agree with what he did there.
So do you think there's any chance, Puke, that they saw the man in the suit, that the police saw the man in the suit, who was probably some kind of authority, a campaign manager or something for Kerry, the handler, as it were. They saw him make the slashing motion. They interpret that to mean this guy needs to be cut off.
Because the two cops that grabbed him were actually standing in front of the guy that made the cutoff motion.
So they didn't see
They were obviously taking orders from somebody, probably.
So, hold on. You think that the cops took orders to get the guy or not took orders?
I think they probably took orders.
It certainly makes sense.
I mean,
that's what they're paid to do.
You can't really tell.
Right. I mean, we're all speculating at this point. It would seem, and I'm with you, Puke, it would make a lot more sense, and thanks for the call, it would make a lot more sense for the cops to just come up in the vicinity, sort of cross their hands in front of their chests, and stand there as the guy finishes up his question.
I'll give you that would have been better.
Say, wrap it up, man. Wrap it up.
But that's armchair quarterbacking.
That's what we're here for. It's a talk radio show.
Do you understand what I mean?
The armchair quarterback thing.
Do you understand what I mean? Like, they didn't do, I say I'm not horrified. That's the term I'm using. I'm not horrified by what happened because I don't think they acted that far out of line. Yes, what you're suggesting probably would have worked
better. Glad we're on the same page. Let's talk to Mike in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Good.
Did you see all the videos out there? Because there's quite a few.
I only saw two.
I've seen two as well.
There's a couple I want you to see because, first of all, there was more than enough officers there to subdue him. And he didn't have a weapon, so there's no reason for them to use that kind of force.
Hold on. How do you know he didn't have a weapon?
Huh?
How do you know?
Be out in the regular press if he had a weapon.
So you think that they patted everyone down that came in?
I think they
found out afterwards he didn't have a weapon.
All right, but
listen
to this. They tased him at least six times.
Six times?
Yes. Now,
how do you know that's true?
I want you to see this video, and I can't find it now, but...
How do you know that they tased him six times?
Because that's what is being reported.
You can hear it when
I haven't heard that.
Well, when
you
can hear it crack.
Over and over again with police, okay? They're tasering him, and he's on the ground, and they're yelling at him, screaming at him to get up. And he's getting up, and he's almost on his feet, and they tase him again, and you literally see his feet... flip, like his legs are going over his head, and he falls on the ground.
Mm.
If that's not abuse of power, I don't know what is.
They're tasering him six times in a row like that, and the guy's trying to, and I thought they drug him up and took him out, because he appeared to be walking out.
Well, they were screaming at him, get up, get up, get up, and then they grabbed him by his arms, he's almost on his feet, and then they tased him again, and he flips over.
It's just awful that the cops have this power, and I'm sure you can go and find these on YouTube. And Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Right,
we see them abusing it all the time. The purpose of the taser is to end a violent confrontation in as nonviolent a manner as possible. This kid was certainly a punk. He was certainly certainly out of line with his behavior. But was it necessary for him to be tased in that particular case? I say no. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle, CAI, toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. You can download them all for free right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. By the way, the archives, particularly important tonight, for our new listeners in Ann Arbor and Detroit, Michigan. Wanted to welcome aboard our newest affiliate, WAAM Talk Radio 1600, the Talk of Ann Arbor. They're on board for hour number 3 of the program every single night of the week.
Excellent.
So, and we're following up Michael Savage, of all people. So talk about a change of gears.
Right. People are going to get whiplash from the difference between Savage and this show.
We are the anti-Savage.
Right. Everything that Savage believes, we believe the opposite.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't know everything he believes.
Language, culture, and borders? Yeah, not exactly our mantra.
Well, so anyway, you can visit us online, freetalklive.com. We do the show 6 nights a week. You guys are getting at least 5 of them, and you can get anything that you miss online at freetalklive.com. And I'm actually going to have to call the program director there and find out what's going on, because they've got the show listed on their schedule from 9 to 11 o'clock. So maybe they're grabbing an hour of the earlier program and putting it in there. I didn't know that was going to happen. So I thought they were just taking an hour of the show. Maybe they're taking 2 now. Who knows? Anyway, if you're listening in Ann Arbor and Detroit, welcome aboard. You're going to hear something a little bit different on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, try not to be horrified. Feel free to call in at any time if you have any questions. But
sure.
Yeah, listen to us for a while, and you will see the consistency in our message.
You'll figure it out.
Right. We're not just screaming lefties. We're not, you know, far ultra-righties. We believe in liberty.
Exactly. Pro-freedom, every issue, every time.
We believe in personal responsibility. We believe right. that Americans can solve their own problems.
Without the government's involvement. 1-800-259-9231. That allows you to bring up whatever you want. In the meantime, we go back to the phones because people want to talk about this issue with the young man who was tasered recently. Was it over the weekend this happened?
No, this yesterday? It happened yesterday.
Okay. It happened at the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. He was yammering on the microphone for a little bit too long. The police stepped in and took action. I say unnecessarily. I think we've all come to the consensus at this point that the police might have been a little bit, I don't know, brash with their actions initially. Maybe they should have been a little more tactful.
I think they shouldn't have had police there. I think they should have had security.
Either way, we're at security doing the same thing. I would still have the same critique.
My question
they should have been more tactful.
Why would the security wouldn't have had tasers? So that wouldn't.
Well, that was later. I'm talking about them interfering in the first place. That's my main issue. The tasering's sort of a side thing. You know, that wasn't really necessary, but the kid was out of control, and you have to do something in that case. But nonetheless, let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Tim in North Carolina. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
I got to disagree with Mark on it, man.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
I knew that was coming from you, Tim.
Went up and put their hands on the guy.
What's that?
They went up and put their hands on him, and I just think it was out of line. They didn't, you know, ask him anything. They didn't say you're under arrest or anything like that.
It would appear as though they didn't say anything like that. They may have. It seems like it's quite possible that they said something to him of like, you know, are you done or something like that? And he said, I have 3 more questions. So perhaps
talked to him?
You know, he was out of line, no doubt about it. But I just think the tasering thing for what he'd done was just totally over the top.
Well, and what usually happens when you're out of line within 6 feet of a police officer?
Don't
well, you know, they're trained on a one track, man.
Right, they sure are.
Right, maybe they're not teaching the cops, like, the twisty holds thing. You know how you can twist somebody's arm in a certain way, sort of like a martial arts
technique? They teach them. Yeah, they do teach them.
Wouldn't that have been enough?
Hold. Oh, it should have been.
What would they have done without their taser?
It would have been enough to turn his mic off and, you know, and just maybe kind of manhandle him outside, because those guys were definitely big enough to do it.
Oh yeah, these big old cops.
I think they could have too, but they didn't pull out the taser until he ran back towards the senator. And
you know, but then they tasered him after he was handcuffed.
Right, they pulled out
sure,
the taser.
And they do that
because they're sick. They pulled out the taser
once he's down. That's kicking a guy when he's down right there.
Yep. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Oh, actually, let's instead go to Scott in California, listening on KSCO. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Tasered him when he was handcuffed. Okay. You know, 18 years ago, While in custody of the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department, I witnessed a crime in a holding cell. A deputy was acting like an asshole. He called him an asshole. And the cop said, come here. And the guy went with him to his cell. And later I walked down alone and looked through the window. And lo and behold, there were two men and one woman, deputies taking turns punching him with latex gloves on. Okay. Then, in the morning I saw some blood on the wall. But that's not the crime. The crime I witnessed was that in the morning they had to remove, a deputy had to remove handcuffs from the deep grooves, the deep valleys in his wrists. They had put the handcuffs so deep in his wrists by the morning they had ballooned and were bright red and purple.
Goodness.
I'm sure that the man is maimed or nearly maimed. You know, I have some nerve damage from just a little bit of abuse from handcuffs.
Wow.
And he spent the entire night there. And they laughed about it in the morning.
Sure they did.
The deputy was really careful to remove it. He was acting like a surgeon. He had to actually remove these handcuffs. And he said, oh, the other deputies were laughing. They must have sat on his hands. Yeah, you sat on him. And the guy knew better than to say a goddamn word. Okay, and then, you know, I was there a long time, and later I saw internal investigators coming, and they just took a list. Well, were you involved in that last night, that thing last night? Yeah, okay.
Brush it under the rug, as usual.
So kick them when they're down, and my God, what is going on behind those cell doors?
It's a great question. You know, the fact is, the law enforcement profession, while there are some good people in it, it attracts sadists. We've seen evidence, we've seen case after case of these people. They want to get these jobs so they can have these opportunities, the opportunities to beat and to harm and to maim people that are in their custody and have absolutely nothing done to them about it. Thanks for sharing the story, Scott.
Hey,
I appreciate the call.
Now, of all of us here, of anybody who's called in, I have seen the most law enforcement abuse of people anywhere.
You've been in prison.
Yeah, I've been in prison. I've seen it happen. I've seen people beaten with cuffs on, that kind of thing. I am not willing to condemn these officers at the University of Florida based on the actions of people that I've seen. I am going to take them case by case. Look, if somebody beat the crap out of a drunk guy in Costa Costa County, whatever it was,
Contra
Costa County, then they should be taken up on charges.
Now, right, but they likely aren't.
Typically, they are not. They have these internal investigations. It's the
It's okay, citizens. We've looked into the situation and we found that everything was by the book.
It can often be the foxes watching the hen house in that particular circumstance. But I want to see case by case.
1-800-259-9231. If we were to get to more of a peace officer situation where we weren't necessarily arresting people for so many made-up crimes like drug possession and that sort of thing, they would have less people to abuse. And if they're abusing a murderer, then that's one thing. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts, lots to talk about there, and it's fun and it's free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
On the way here, we'll share an email from someone over in the United Kingdom, a listener of ours, who had a conversation with a former cop and a former military member over there, who he describes as totally indoctrinated and brainwashed. We'll talk about that here in a moment, but first to the phones and to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I was digging through my pockets, and I found this handbook for Illinois jurors from about a year ago. When I was on jury duty.
So this is government propaganda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a couple of things that I underlined in it. What's interesting about this is I was on probation at the time when I was called to jury duty. And I talked to my probation officer, and she told me to just go in. Mm-hmm. So I did. And they gave this to everybody that was there. And there's a couple of things. The first thing I highlighted was after the jury has been selected, the jurors will be asked to rise and to swear or affirm to well and truly try the matters at issue and render a true verdict according to the law and the evidence.
Hmm.
And then on the other side, there's a little thing that I underlined. It says, jurors should deliberate with open minds, give respectful consideration to the opinions of fellow jurors, freely exchange views or opinions concerning the case, and not hesitate to change their minds when reason or logic so dictate. That doesn't sound too bad.
No, right. Sure. That's fine.
Even if a juror does not agree with the law the judge has stated, he or she is still obligated to follow that law.
Ooh, just a lie. Out and out fabrication. Yeah, that is what the judge stated. Okay, maybe that part's true. The judge does state those things, but he's lying to you.
Well, this is what's written in the handbook. I'm quoting it.
Right.
The judge decides the law. The jury determines the facts.
Bah.
That is what is written in the handbook for Illinois jurors, and I agree. That
nonsense.
That is a lie.
Yep. For all of our new listeners in Detroit and Ann Arbor and anybody just tuning in, the truth is that judges don't want you to know. This is the thing that judges and prosecutors, the secret about juries that they never want you to discover. And that is very simply that you as a juror are the final fourth check and balance on the other branches of government.
This is how prohibition got overturned in the first place. They didn't just go, you know.
And slavery.
Absolutely. I don't know about slavery.
They definitely helped in the fight against slavery.
Either way, this is how some of the really ugly stuff in America's history has been overturned by juries.
Right, because these politicians.
Because it is a government by the people, right?
Supposedly.
We didn't make the law.
Right, the politicians.
We just voted on the politicians.
The politicians passed bad laws. And then the judicial branch and the executive just passes it right through. The judicial branch refuses to enforce it or to flip it over as unconstitutional. And so, therefore, somebody ends up getting charged with the law.
That's a fun little noise.
A problem with one of our microphones, I think. anyway, we'll figure out what that problem is here in a moment. So they pass these bad laws, and they are beginning to enforce them on people, and then the people say to themselves, wait a minute, this is wrong. My friends smoke marijuana. There's nothing inherently bad about smoking marijuana. I don't think that you should be spending time in jail for this. I'm going to vote not guilty because I think the law is bad. Jurors still to this day have that right. It's called jury nullification, and I don't think we can talk about it enough, really. Thanks for bringing that forth, Matt. Any other thoughts?
Now, just to conclude, it says in Illinois you have to the juries have to completely agree 100%. So if you are on a jury in Illinois and anybody who's listening and you disagree with the law, if you hold out, at least in this state, I don't know if it's the same in other states.
It is that way, I think, in most other states. Yes.
Then you by yourself can get that. Well, at least one person.
Yeah, it's not going to be a not guilty, but it will hang the jury.
Right.
And then they'd have to try them. They'd have to try them again.
Right.
So it's something that you can do, and holding out's very important. And remember, from what I understand, from reading the Fully Informed Jury Association website at FIJA.org, if you are on a jury and you are deliberating with the other jurors, you cannot inform them about jury nullification. You have to keep it to yourself.
They'll kick you off if they find out that you know their secret.
Yep, exactly.
The way that they, because essentially they could have had all these great, the politicians would have loved these great things like alcohol being illegal and being able to own slaves and that kind of nonsense.
Thanks for the call, Matt. 800-259-9231. I highly recommend that everybody who ever has a chance of possibly serving on a jury in the future, and it's pretty much in most states anybody with a driver's license, I think, that you go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A, FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, and read up on this. Because it's very, very tricky, the things you have to do when you actually are on a jury to avoid revealing the fact that you know about jury nullification. If you, for instance...
Right, it's essentially been outlawed at this point. The power of the people, the power that at one point rested with the people, has now been outlawed.
Well, there's no penalties, really.
Right. There's no law.
They could hit you with a contempt of court charge, from what I understand. At least they'll threaten you with it. Whether or not they actually will do it is another question.
Contempt of court usually is just a threat.
And if you are on a jury and you come out and you're the person that hung the jury and the judge asks you why you voted the way you did... I forget what their advice is on that one. There's some very careful way that you have to answer that. And so, again, do your research, Fiji.org. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, did you guys look at the front page of the Wall Street Journal today?
I don't get the Wall Street Journal, but do tell. What's on there?
Well, since the government stopped subsidizing tobacco farmers, tobacco farmers are actually starting to make higher profits now because now they're free of their regulations that were necessary for them to follow in order to get the subsidies.
Hmm. So wait, is this the federal government you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the federal government subsidies that were enacted during the New Deal for tobacco farmers that almost all other farms they pretty much get these subsidies, and as a result, they have to follow rules in order to get the subsidies.
Sure.
And buyers who don't buy from farmers who get subsidies are penalized.
So
they're pretty much encouraged to buy from the farmers who get subsidies and follow all the regulating rules.
So you're saying that the subsidies are gone now? That's over?
For the tobacco farmers. Only for the tobacco farm, for tobacco, that crop. You know,
make a note, Mark. This is very rare. It's very rare that any sort of government program will actually be
But for
removed.
Tobacco farmers, I mean, at this point, the government's completely turned on tobacco.
Right. And as a result, so now that tobacco farmers are free to sell to people, you know, who don't have to, you know, who won't get penalized for buying from, you know, non-subsidized farmers, they're free from the government regulations.
Sure, they're free to succeed and free to fail. The marketplace is once again acting in the way it's supposed to act, though I'm sure there are probably still some states with some subsidy programs. But nonetheless, hey, great news. Thank you for bringing that up. Any other thoughts?
I just want to, you know, point out that we have a possible turnaround here, at least when it comes to farming subsidies, because now critics of the subsidies have some hard evidence.
They got some ammunition, right? Because, like you say, there's all kinds of other farm subsidies out there where farmers are actually paid to not grow their crops. I mean, it's nutso. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. And in many of those cases, those farmers that are receiving the subsidies are very, very big farms. They're politically connected farms. They're not necessarily your starving mom-and-pop farmer that's getting these subsidies. It's, in many cases, I think...
This isn't John Cougar Mellencamp we're talking about here. This is Monsanto.
And a lot of the farm subsidies have a negative impact on small family farmers because they
drive... It's unfair.
Yeah.
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you like the website, you like the fact that we give everything away on our site for free, well, maybe you'd like to shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. It's the same old Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer with over 41 categories of products to shop in. Everything from brand new items to even to a huge used item selection. Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you start your shopping experience through Amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jimin in, I think, Idaho. Jimin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, there's a video on the UF student tasered at John Kerry's speech that I don't think anybody's looking at.
And what is this one?
Okay. This one shows a tall man in a red tie tapping the shoulder of another guy in a suit, which then leans over and talks to the policewoman, and she walks over and tells him to leave the stage.
Tells John Kerry to leave the stage?
No.
The young man.
Tells the mayor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it shows him way before when he started talking about Greg Palast. It shows them getting upset, okay?
So you're saying that this kid was asked to leave the stand, the microphone, and he did not? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah.
And how long after he was asked to leave, how long was it before, between when he was asked to leave and when the police came and physically removed him?
You can see them in the suits telling them to cut the mic.
Okay.
That
didn't answer
right
my question.
The BJ comment.
You're saying that the police came up and asked this young man to step away and he did not. How long was it between when he was asked and when he was when they began to remove him?
About 20 seconds.
Hmm.
Okay, well, that changes. If that's really the case, then that definitely changes the story from what we've understood.
I haven't
so far.
Seen that.
Well, there is a YouTube video at youtube.com/.
You can't get those things out. No one will be able to see it. What
do
you search?
Put it on the BBS.
Yeah, put it on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, and people can go there and they can access it at their leisure. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jake in New Hampshire. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind, Jake?
Well, first of all, I just got a quick question. What's up with the call screening now that you guys have? It's kind of weird.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, when I called, I got the screener, and the guy's like, you want me to give my number and call me back. I never really experienced it before. Normally, when I call you guys...
Yeah, that's something we've had to implement because we had a significant spate of crank callers that were getting through and saying naughty things on the air that shouldn't really be going over our radio station's transmitters.
Okay. So
basically, that's just a method to say, look, you know, if you're a serious caller, give us your phone number. We're not going to sell your number to anybody or anything like that. It's just a verification process to simply make sure that you're a serious caller, because as you might imagine, a crank caller is more likely to freeze up at that moment and just hang up the phone, which is typically how it's handled.
Yeah, just kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a quick story about government waste. Well, actually government waste in a way. I used to work at the shipyard in Portsmouth, and as you would imagine, there's a lot of old Navy guys that work there. And they were telling me when they would work on, like, they would be like, well, there was a lot of them who worked on, like, carriers and stuff. And when they would pull up in the port, they'd be about 5 or 10 miles away from pulling in the port. And if they knew they were getting overhauled, what they would do is they would literally throw all their stuff that they had, tools, everything, overboard, knowing full well that they're going to get new stuff, even if that stuff was new itself.
Not the first time we've heard that story. It seems to be pretty common from people in the Navy, frequently just dumping very, very expensive equipment and that sort of thing right off the side of the ship because the next year's budget comes around and they get a whole new, you know, they get a whole new budget and they get to buy it all over again.
Like, they were telling me stories about how they were pushing whole tool chests off the bow.
Yep.
Isn't it horrifying?
Yeah, it's kind of... it's stupid.
This is the way they treat our money.
Right.
This is how government works.
Not to mention, when I worked there, I was a welder, and there was one time there was a piece of steel that we had that was the size of a football field.
Wow.
This thing must have been worth a lot of money, scrapped, you know? And what we did was we cut it up and threw it away. Where if they would have tried to, like, maybe, like, sell it on the open market, they would have gotten, like, probably $1 million maybe for it. Because there's a lot of steel.
There's a lot of that goes on, too. There are a lot of things that are just gone to waste and a lot of things that sort of get funneled into other people's hands and then sold on eBay and that sort of thing. And, you know, so the administrators of the program personally profit and then they get to go and they buy it all over again. So there's all kinds of just waste and graft and terrible things that go on inside these government bureaucracies. But that's just one of many stories. And, Jeremy, thank you for the call. I'm pretty sure Jake, rather. Thank you. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Tom, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm all the way in California here.
Oh, okay. I'm in California. What's on your mind?
I know there's something wrong with the connection, never mind. I was saying, you know Ron Paul's obviously not going to win, right?
I'm not sure why that's obvious.
What? Well, because, you know, he's like, you know, just a dark horse candidate, because you know that no matter what, he's just like a... candidate for the people who are, like, more independent, but you know he's not really actually going to win. I mean, obviously, right?
Why do you say that?
I don't know if I agree with that.
He's getting more and more popular every single day. More and more people are coming across his message, and Ron Paul's supporters are far more effective than any of the supporters of any of the other candidates in spreading his message. So are you suggesting that the election will be rigged and that's why he'll fail?
No, but I'm saying he's not taken seriously.
I'm sure the media doesn't want to take him seriously.
I think in New Hampshire he will be. I mean, if you'll remember, Pat Buchanan was a pretty fringe candidate. He won in New Hampshire back in, I believe it was 96.
He won the primary.
He won the primary. So I think Ron Paul really can win here. I think there's actually a good chance
of
it.
New Hampshire likes fringe.
Yeah, nationally, he has a ways to go. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is an uphill battle.
But we still have three or four months here before the first primary is going to happen, so, anything can happen.
So you think that you're going to be able to... So you think Ron Paul will be able to mobilize enough of his supporters to register as Republican and vote to overshadow the Republicans who hate him for his position on the war and who say that he's anti-American, blah, blah, blah?
Well, for one thing, it depends on the state one is in. In New Hampshire, for instance, you can I'm an undeclared voter. I can walk in and I can vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, and I just have to choose that day.
Mm-hmm.
Many states are the same way. Likely in your state, you have to be registered 30 days out or something like that, but that's not every state.
And he just won the Manchester straw poll, I think it was over the weekend.
He's won straw poll after straw poll.
In New Hampshire, he has won quite a few of them, and the other guys haven't come close.
Hey, I'm going to make this statement now. We will deliver New Hampshire for Ron Paul. The rest of you guys, you're going to have to get your other states, but, you know, that's going to be a huge boost.
I'm not going to speculate like that because it's hard to say what exactly is going to happen, but at the same time, I'm not going to down the guy. I'm not going to say it's impossible for him to win. Wasn't Bill Clinton the dark horse candidate at one point?
Bill Clinton was a governor of Arkansas, and
Ron Paul's a member of the House of Representatives.
I know the House is just for people, but no one in the House, within the past, long time, 50 or 100 years, has gotten elected to president
from
the House.
What's the point of being negative? What's the point of, of the attitude?
I'm not being attitude. I'm sorry if I'm sounding negative or anything.
I mean, why not be positive? I mean, I understand that it can be easy to look at the way the media treats a candidate like Ron Paul and just, brush him off. I can understand that. But why not be positive and instead of talking about how he can't win, try to do everything you can, at least presuming you agree with what he says, try to do everything you can to make this a reality.
Well, I do, but I'm sorry that this question was a diversion from the actual question. My actual question is, since if he's not nominated, and it's between a Republican, any of the other Republicans, and any of the other Democrats, who would you vote for?
I will vote for the Libertarian.
But there are none. There is no Libertarian.
Oh, there will be a Libertarian in the presidential candidacy. The Libertarian Party doesn't choose their candidate until the summer before the election, so it won't be until summer of 2008 until the Libertarian Party has officially chosen their candidate. If Ron Paul's not in the race, they'll get my vote.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Stay home if you're not going to vote for the Libertarian.
Likely I will vote for the Libertarian. George Phillies is running.
Fred Thompson is running as well.
Fred Thompson has a pretty good voting record.
Ew, Fred Thompson is an awful, awful, sick power freak. Anyway,
but
thanks for the call.
In favor of the war, which I hate.
Appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey,